The satyogi is one who has shifted the locus of attention and identity from the impure mind to the pure consciousness. The impure mind is stained by the three malas that create suffering, confusion, delusion, and weakness of will. If we do not shift out of that false consciousness, we remain unable to gain the power that comes with the pure consciousness that is free of the stains of the egoic sanskaras. This shift from maya, karma, and anava, the ego, to shuddha vidya, the pure knowledge that is our being, the real self, is the shift that gives power, but it requires power to make the shift. The power can only be gained through the sacrifice of the mental chatter, with an unbroken focus on total presence, free of projections and free of any other sort of diversion of attention. And it is that purity of presence that gains the energy that comes from the current of attention that remains inward, focused on the self, that charges the batteries of one's will to enable a complete dissolution of the old habit patterns, the old addictions, the doubts, the inner conflict, the internal self-sabotage that is part of the ego construct. This shuddha vidya requires the realization that you are free, independent consciousness, not subject to any external influence, and not subject to any internal influence of an impure introjection of a false identity. It is only through the purification of these foreign mental objects that have become self-images, that have become desires, impulses, senses of neediness, fear, attachment, and all of the other delusions of the ego mind. If you do not separate from those and cleave to the purity of total presence, those internal saboteurs will prevent you from rising to the transcendent self that is completely egoless and without any karma, and therefore without suffering, and that is filled with the creative intelligence of the real, the chit-ananda, the blissful consciousness that cannot be affected by anything that happens because it is already beyond the field of the dream. And in the realm of the dreamer, the absolute consciousness that is the space in which the world arises, rather than functioning as a character within the dream world, that freedom is then transmitted to the organism so that all karma is simply performed as an instrument of the Tao, of the Spanda, of the will of God that you have realized as the self, but no longer a karmic action of an ego, and therefore without suffering. But if the ego remains as the proximate cause of action, then there will be no freedom of action because the ego's frame of reference is too small, too identified with the body, and therefore its motivations are always based on fear and on attachment to superego value systems that it cannot free itself from, because it believes it owes its existence to those very forces that are keeping one imprisoned in a consciousness that has lost all of its power, that was traded for a comfort zone that is completely uncomfortable, that has become a hell realm, but that one cannot exit until the consciousness has freed itself of the impurities of identification that are the cause of one's imprisonment in that false consciousness that has destroyed the integrity of one's being. If we wish to reclaim that power that is able to think clearly and act decisively and live in freedom rather than enslavement to internal and external demonic power, we must cut all reference to the ego mind as the locus of our mental activity, and only the pure thoughts, the Shuddha Vidya, the pure thoughts of God consciousness should fill the mind. But those thoughts come in the form of silent, intuitive knowing that does not require mental chatter. And it's in the purity of that absolute presence that the intelligence grows to the level in which one's being is no longer limited to the bodily level of selfhood, but shifts from that particularity to the universal, infinite self. And it is when you realize you are that self, unborn, uncreated, and free of the chains of language and of drives and of impulses toward habitual activities that keep one in states of consciousness that produce suffering, only when that freedom has been regained through your complete transformation from a bodily being to the true nature of the infinite consciousness that is formless, will you graduate from this school in which your consciousness is learning to overcome the pain of its own illusions through the surrender of the ego's hubris, its pride that is a compensation for its helplessness. And it's in that humbling of the ego and its sacrifice to God that we become free and our power is returned. May we all have the humility to gain the purity that will give us the wisdom to always abide in the power of that one self that is always free, and that has the power to free the entire dream field from its chains. May you gain the peace of realizing the highest level of consciousness that brings you into the truth of your nature and frees you from the peacelessness of the ego. And may you gain the even deeper peace of then letting go of all identification with the bodily karma, the mental karma, and all of the delusional beliefs that have separated you from God consciousness, and enable complete liberation to be regained. And may you know the supreme peace that comes of the liberation that is not only of the particular entity that you thought you were, but the freedom to withdraw the consciousness entirely from the phenomenal plane that is a projection of the will of that supreme power. And be absorbed entirely into that infinite creative intelligence who can redream the world in infinite beauty, goodness, and love. May you know the joy of liberation here and now.